I want to take a few moments to let you know that Kurt is in the house. So we have Kurt Foley, our president and CEO of LinkedIn. We also have Jeff Isom and Pat Elkins, that they're out there somewhere. I wanted to acknowledge Becky and Steve Dragon, who are our timekeepers. They're keeping us on schedule, and very happy for you guys to volunteer. Thank you. And so, so pay attention to Steve and Becky. All right. I have a little sticky post-it note on my wall right in front of my I got this thought. I just copied it off from something that our next speaker said on one of her calls, on her mentor call. And so it's all scribbled up. I doodled all over it and took my colored pencils and outlined it, and because it's profound. So, I want to share it with you. My sign on my wall says, the best way to lead your team is to let them see your hiney out in front. Miss Molly Simpson.
What Valerie may not know is I stole that from her husband. Remember that? So, you know, but I said it enough times, I can claim it now, right? Okay, all right. Well, I'm excited to be here with you today. Some of my great passions I've been asked to talk about. One is Me 10, and one is being a mom, in particular, mompreneurship. I found Me 10, or Me 10 found me. How many of you sound like Me 10 found you? Yeah, and that's a for real thing. I was found by Me 10 about 20 years ago and saw it as a way for me to really accomplish my dream. I don't think anyone grows up dreaming they want to do Me 10, other than my children. I think my children grow up dreaming they want to do Me 10. But I think that, you know, we have a dream of making a difference and helping others and being able to create freedom. And that happened. I caught the vision of that when I saw Me 10. I saw it as a way to accomplish my dream of being a mom and all the other great stuff. And so I wanted to share with you a little bit. Many of you know that we just recently accomplished another one of my major goals in life, to purchase a homestead. And we're now on 10 acres in North Georgia, and I love it. I love it. One of my favorite places on the property is this spot. We have the homestead, and down the hill we have this clearing. I love the name clearing, too, because that's what happens when you go down there. You just kind of, the world just clears out of your head. And there's these natural quartz deposits, and you can lay down and just, it's like you're on the beach. It's the quartz sand. It's really cool in the middle of North Georgia. But we found some things as we hiked back into the woods, this forest, that the kids who lived there before, there was also five children. I have five children, and they also homeschooled there. So the kids would spend a long, you know, science happens out in the forest. And so they would build these traps for animals. They dig these pits and then cover them with. And we've been discovering all those fun little traps as we're walking on. Oh, there's another one, you know. And I started to kind of wonder, because I haven't seen any wildlife other than the chickens and goats that we have. I haven't seen a lot of deer or maybe some squirrels, but you can just picture their imaginations kind of going strong. And I started thinking about that. We've talked a lot about how Meekin's target market is the mom. The between age 30 and 45 mom. So what kind of things are you going to do to attract those moms? Digging pits and putting leaves over, probably isn't going to work. But I wanted to kind of share a little bit of my brain with you
so that you can know how to draw in those moms. Okay? So some important things to know, if it's been a while since you've been there, or if you've never been there, there are some things that it's helpful to know. Moms, just like all the rest of us, don't have a lot of time. I can promise you that if you say, watch this hour video and get back to me, it's not going to happen. I've got to get the gist of it in the first 30 seconds, or it's not happening. If you can grab my interest in 30 seconds, I might give you 5 minutes. One of the things we've created in our group is a 15-minute overview. We do a Zoom, they can call in, and they love connection. So you've got to be time-sensitive, create connection. There's times I remember when I had young kids at home, I just felt like blah, 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 by the end of the day. You know, so it's great if they can feel a part of something and have some adult interaction. And Zoom's perfect for that. They don't have to find a babysitter. They don't have to have the expense of travel. They don't, you know, all those things. If you can get them from the comfort of their own home, that's great. And patience and understanding are huge. I remember having a conversation with Ben Woodward not too long ago that I asked him to do a Zoom three-way. He said, well, we're right in the middle of getting the kids ready for school at that time. It's going to be pretty chaotic. And I said, perfect. We're going to be talking with a young mom. And I said, you don't know how empowering it is for a young mom to see you being a parent in the midst of building your business. My moment, and maybe you have a moment where, you know, you join Me Can, but there was a moment when Me Can got in you, right? I can remember my moment. I was doing a three-way with my grandma in Me Can, right? My sponsor's sponsor. And I hear her kids in the background on this phone call. And she goes, can you excuse me for a moment? And I went, I can do this. I can do this. That's all it was for me. So having patience and understanding, we have a saying on our Zoom calls that real moms mute. So if you've got kids, you love seeing the babies and the ashes, if you've got, you know, then just mute them out for a bit. And, you know, pop back on when you need to. So having patience and understanding really helps. So just those few little tidbits will help you draw in those young moms. Text. That's keeping in with that time sensitivity. Text is my preferred method of communication. Because I know that my attention is needed. If I've got hotter fires going, then I can deal with those hot fires and then come back and communicate in a down moment. Sometimes that takes place when I'm in the middle of cooking dinner or whenever, but keep those things in mind as you're wanting to attract those mompreneurs. Okay? I wanted to share with you, switching gears a little bit, a vision that I've had that's very near and dear to my heart, that we are here. Me Can was brought to us because God is calling forth an army of healers. And Me Can is a vehicle in order to accomplish that mission. You are all here for a reason. We have all experienced way too many miracles to be quiet about it. So be thinking about what miracles you can play a part in. And that's really what we're doing. Leave a legacy for those that come behind you. If you have children, grandchildren, wouldn't it be fun? I just picture this, you know, in kindergarten, what I want to be when I grow up. Wouldn't it be fun? They start saying, a Me Can consultant. That's what we're creating. And I am so excited to be a part of it with you. Let's do it. Thank you.